الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد وفي the مذاكره of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is just to give us eagerness that when we go home, we should be making ta'aleem at home. And always make mizakira of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the other kitabs that were mentioned, Fazail al-Amal. And also our Miftah al-Quran, based is there was the masail at home. Then we find, we'll know our masail. And there'll be a great madrasa at home, there'll be a khanka at home also, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So we're discussing now the sunnah of wuzu. And yesterday we learned that when a person is making wuzu, then first of all he must make niyat that I'm making wuzu to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, first of all, the first niyat of everything is only for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, not for any ulterior motive or anything. Then the second sunnah is to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And there are many narrations. One narration comes Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One narration comes Bismillahir Azim walhamdulillahi ala deenil Islam. So you can read both duas or whichever one is easy. The easy dua, we all know Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And those who know Bismillahir Azim walhamdulillahi ala deenil Islam can read that also. And another narration comes Bismillah walhamdulillah. So all these duas can be read. And also it is mentioned that a person who doesn't recite durood in his amal, then there'll be no barakat. So read durood also. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa la rasulillah. So anywhere in that, in the wuzu, you can read that dua also. So we should try and whatever we do, we have to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Otherwise there's no barakat in that amal whatsoever. And that amal, so to say, will be cut off. In other words, you'll do it few days and then you won't do it properly or you won't do it at all. So Allah give us tawfiq. And with regard to the ash'ar, the poems that we read when making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is actually du'as, that how we can build our concentration and begging Allah, one is to make the zikr of Allah is the command of Allah. But the, what is the object of the zikr of Allah is to find Allah and to get Allah Ta'ala into our heart. So that's why we beg Allah Ta'ala. So the next poem we read when we're making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And as we mentioned, try and learn some words also. Those who can learn how many poems they can, you can read that same poem over and over. And if you don't know it in Urdu, try and learn it in English, more or less. But concentrate in this way, it will build your concentration. Previously we learned that tu khabar, tu kar be khabar, saari khabro se musku. Ilahi rau e khabardar tera. What is the object of zikr? That I become unmindful of everything else besides Allah. I don't worry of the world, the politics, all that, as we say, is propaganda and we still worry. So Allah, I only want to be alert of you. That whatever I need, immediately my attention turns to you. And when this is our inner feeling, then Allah Ta'ala automatically, Allah is with us all the time. But then Allah's special mercy comes. And another poem we read, Ilahi ata wa zarra dardi dil ki marta hi be dardi maar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. Ilahi means that great being who knows every split moment what I need. He knows exactly all and only He can fulfill my need. So you're saying, Ilahi atahu zarra dard-e dil. That oh Allah, give me that iota of dard-e dil, the pain of the heart. The mashayikh have turned the love of Allah as the pain of the heart. When that pain comes in the heart, all other pains go away. So just give me one billionth of a drop of that pain in my heart. That at the moment I'm so sick, ke marta hai bedar bimar tera. I'm so sick that I'm dying of sickness, some in depression, some in this worry, in that worry. So give me the sickness of the pain of your heart. So when that one drop, ke marta hai bedar, that I am dying without this pain, and I'm dying in all other pains. In other words, I'm lost in this dunya. So give me that drop of your love, that the sick person now gets the real sickness. And the sickness of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when you got just sickness, all other sicknesses, Allah Ta'ala makes it enjoyable. You will ask for afiyat. But then whatever conditions Allah brings, you will know it's for Allah, from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will bring conditions, and Allah will give you tawfiq to make sabr, tawfiq to make shukr, etc. Allah give us tawfiq. Continue with our lesson from Anwarus Salah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. We started with the sabak number 2, that what is our niyat, takbir al-tahrim and qiyam. And then we explained that how we should stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, facing our direction to Kaaba Sharif, totally, our feet, everything should be straight, our body, all, everything with total humbleness in the royal court of Allah. Now you got that special appointment, and direct one-to-one, you are talking to Allah. And Allah is directly, so how, at what respect, and all the adab, the etiquette, how I should go dressed, all that, and my wuzu, all that in order, and now I stand totally with humbleness, and then to start talking to Allah, I surrender. I throw both the worlds behind me. I even surrender as the biggest criminal in the world. I'm the most biggest sinner, O Allah. I have come to you, but you are very kind. So in that way, a person submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then with great proper belief, that who is Allah? And you say, Allahu Akbar. Allah, not just Allah sabse bara hai, Allah aap hi bara hai. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, all praises belongs only to Allah. Why? رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ. Allah is the Rabb, the Creator, Sustainer of the heavens and the earth. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allahu Akbar means the kibriyai, the greatness of Allah. Kibriyai, greatness only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah too, when you say Allahu Akbar, Allah too sabse bara hai. And what does it mean that Allah is sabse bara, Allah is the greatness? Allah tera hukam sabse bara hai. Your command is the greatest. That our constitution of life is the command of Allah. Government's constitution, etc., we living in a country, we'll follow as long as it doesn't go against the command of Allah. The moment there's any clash with the constitution or any, wherever you're working, anywhere, even in your home, even with your parents, the moment there is a clash between the law of Allah and people's law, the law of Allah is the greatest. Don't obey the law of people at all. And how Satan makes an effort, how he fooled us with the stupid COVID disease, etc. And how we broke the laws of Allah, that we even closed the masjid. Whereas the law of Allah, where it is, it will remain forever. People's laws keep on changing, and they don't even know whether the law is good or not. So that is what it means. Allah too sabse bara hai. Tera hukam sabse bara hai. Your command is the greatest. I love my parents, everybody. I love my wife, I love her husband, my wife loves the husband. But he tells me something to break Allah's command, they humbly, I'll tell him I can't do it. And even if you have to force me, I'd rather go through difficulty, but I won't break the command of Allah Ta'ala. So that is Allahu Akbar, that you surrender to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah, main aap hi ka manta, aap hi ko manta hu. Aap hi ka manta hu. That oh Allah, I only believe in you. And I only believe what you command me to believe. So also our belief has to be correct. Not how we think today with all the shaitani things and how it started. From schooling, in the name of school, where they reach today. That one world religion, that we all must accommodate. Every religion is okay. They all worshiping God. No, that is not okay. The only religion is Islam. The final and the only Shariat is the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't accept that in the least, but, and sadly how Shaitan works, now, before we said, as the Russian Revolution, they used the Muslim youth to say, no, your ulama keep you backward, they don't want to progress in dunya. So they may put hatred for the ulama in their heart and they kill the ulama. Now today they gone even a step further, using ulama who will play their tune. And now all this stupid interfaith, Abraham accord, realized that is total shirk and that is total destruction to our iman. Many, many good youngsters, like this open day masjid, that you allowed non-Muslims to come to the masjid, and even women folk in the masjid, many youngsters who were good in deen lost their iman. And today our children becoming murtad left, right and center. So we have to be careful that Allah, you are the, I only accept the, I only believe and accept what you have to do, what you have told us. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلْ مِنْ To accept any law besides the law of Islam is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Then we had to explain, now when you came in the court of Allah, you got the greatness of Allah in your heart, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Only Allah is there for me. And then how we make our salam to Allah Ta'ala, the sana, subhanakallahumma, all the details was mentioned. That this is like you making salam to Allah Ta'ala. And how should we know how to make salam to Allah? You go to a great person, a very great sheikh, or a very great alim, etc. And forget that, you go to an ordinary counselor, minister, you're asking, hey, how must I say? What must I tell him? How must I greet him, etc.? Yeah, who could know? All the brains of the world, even the ulama put together, would have not know how to make salam and praise Allah Ta'ala. Allah is la usi sanan alik, la nuhsi sanan. All of us put together can never praise Allah as Allah is worthy of praise. So how kind is Allah? Allah is calling us. Allah is giving us a royal invitation. And not only one time a day, five times. What great honor. The poorest of poorest person is given a royal invitation. And we don't realize what we are invited for. Where we are invited. Allahu Akbar. Like sometimes the state president goes in certain town. And everybody, there was big pomp and glory. Somebody went to shake hands with him. They got more. But he went past and people didn't know. Say, who came? Oh, state president. Oh, I didn't know. I should go shake his hands. Even if you shake his hands, what you going to get? You get more dirt than good in your life. So anyway, here Allah is calling us. And we don't know. And we say, oh, Azan went. And we don't even hear the Azan. So realize Allah's greatness and the oneness of Allah. There is nobody like Allah. Laysa kamithli shay. So that's when we came there. In the end, a person realizes. So the dua, the sana is like the salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also as we explained, we have to know what the law of it. That whether it's sunnah, whether it's faraz, that is very, very important. We think, no, now we just know the greatness of Allah. It won't touch our heart if we don't know whether it's faraz, wajib, sunnah, mustahab. That is the foundation. And today, sadly, we don't send our children to maktab and we're putting their foundation on the filth and dirt of the kuffar education. So if you put your foundation, one is you put your foundation on a weak cement, it will still shake. And one you put your foundation on filth, on stool, what is going to happen to that? And we see what is happening. Allah save us. So yeh dua sunnat hai, jis qadr kalam ta'zim aur tawheed ke is bande ki zuban se sadir hota hai, inayat shahi usi par us par do chand nazil hoti hai. To read this dua, the sana is sunnat. So after Allah, to say the Allahu Akbar is farz, to say Allahu Akbar is farz, to love the hands is sunnat. Then to read this dua, that I am making salam to Allah and all the praises of Allah Ta'ala, as our Shaykh over and over reminds us. And don't just read Subhanallah, just think lightly how, as was mentioned, the purity of Allah, the praises of Allah Ta'ala, the majesty, the name of Allah, how Mubarak, etc. So just think of it lightly and then see your namaz will become so enjoyable. But the Hazrat says that we read it and we don't even know I read it. And in any case, if there was greater praises, Allah would have put it in sana. So and this is just the start when you're making salam. So this dua is sunnat. And jis qadar kalam ta'zim aur tawheed ke is banne ke zuban se sadir hote. According to how your ability, how much of the words of Allah's greatness and Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness, how much of that came out from your tongue and what feeling. Like you go to a person, he'll make out what kind of salam you're making. If you make salam with respect and humbleness, and Hazrat, how is how you're feeling, that tabiyat-e ali, you're honorable, how is your health, etc. Accordingly, they'll make out. And accordingly, they'll give you attention. So like that, how we recite our sana, and how we stand in the court of Allah, And how we say those words, accordingly, inayati shahi, the special favors of the king now is just pouring upon you now. Immediately Allah's special favors. And if we just say it unmindfully, then you don't even pay attention to that person. Allah's favors are there, but you won't really get how much you're supposed to be getting. So still, we should realize, so every time, like Hazrat says, every rakat, make dua in our hearts. Allah, improve my namaz, improve my attention towards you, etc. And that is why the scores of coming to the mashayikh, Allah made the system. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, the pious person says, yo to Allah wala banna bahut mushkil hoti hai. Like that, to become the friend of Allah is very hard. Not easy. To become the friend of Allah, what a great thing. You are the friend of the king of the kings, the owner of the whole boat of world, the owner of everything. You to become the friend of Allah, you to bahut mushkil hai. Lekin Allah walo ke haath se pakad lo to bahut mazedar ho jata hai. It won't become easy, it will become enjoyable. And that is also must have one wahdati matlab, wahdati maqsad. Our maqsad is Allah. And to get that objective of Allah, have one sheikh, one guide. Today we are all disarray. That we come even to the khanka, but we want to listen to other programs also. All mashayikh's programs are correct. But who Allah put in your heart, that this man is going to guide me. This is my sheikh. Stick to his programs. And even for women folk, we brought them from so far. Let them listen to the programs that are taking place which Hazrat has set out from morning till the night. And just listening to these programs, and then in our spare time, make tilawat of Qur'an Kareem. Instead of we come here so far, but we got other, sold out other work, etc. Like we explained, our Hazrat, when he went to his sheikh in Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he took out his shoes when he landed, and when he finished his 40 days then going to airport, that's when he put his shoes again. Where are we going to manage that? Allahu Akbar. You got some work in the other day, free time, when the program is not on. But during program time, and some people think we only came for program. We can't digest one. And if we sit in these programs, that this thing, Hazrat has penned out for us, and Hazrat has programmed for us, there's extremely great benefit. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say, you'll only benefit from your sheikh till you reach that point that you can only listen to your sheikh's bayan. And then when you know now your sheikh is your guide, then through his barakat, obviously you can listen to other ulama who are on haq, etc. But you realize I'm getting my benefit through my sheikh. So this is what we should understand. So accordingly, this honor and greatness and the majesty of Allah will come in your heart, and accordingly you will read your sunnah, and that's how Lord Allah's rahmat will pour upon us. Aise waqt nuzul rahmati ilahi ke khiyal se ke hudur baatya ka muyassar. At that time, now ponder and think that now Allahu Akbar, Allah's special mercies are descending upon me. Am I directly in the court of Allah? We all the time in the court, but here now you specially right in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor it is, one to one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah ta'ala, according to your attention, and Allah ta'ala will see how much your eagerness, that's how much Allah ta'ala favors us. As our Shaykh says, we see certain students, how they pay attention, and how they sit with adab, and they listen attentively. The next day when the Ustad asks a question, they know about it, then more attention is paid. So accordingly, that's how Allah's attention will be to us. Dil apna hazir kare, ke hajat apni arz kare. Now your heart should be also attentive, that why Allah called me? Not because Allah needs me. Allah knows I got unlimited needs. And Allah called me to present my needs in front of Allah. Now in that way, you made your salam now. Now with utmost respect and great humbleness, now you start presenting your needs, requesting from Allah Ta'ala. And not that we ask Allah, I want this, I want that. We request from Allah. Humbly you request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like our Shaykh says, sadly today, we want to treat Allah like a waiter. That bring me this, bring me that, as if you are ordering. Allah, we are in total in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every split moment. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize this. But now realize, before you're going to start your presentation and your request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lekin pehle arz, se mazmoon dafa-e shaitan ka, ke wo bara harij aur dushman-e qadeem hai. Before you're going to present your need, like if you're working for a big boss and he's very kind to you also, and he likes your work and he wants to give you promotion in that, and he's got special favors on you because you're doing your work properly. Like you favor some people, Tarji, Yaramuraji is not permissible. That you give favor, he doesn't deserve that favor. But people who deserve favors, they are good workers, they are all the time disciplined, then Allah teaches us, Allah yastafi min al malaikati rus. Allah is also chosen and given Anbiya alayhi muslimatun certain higher rank, certain lower rank, and even among the malaika, and even among his servants. So we also, but now when you want to go and ask your, so to say, now you want to beg Allah. But all the time you want to ask your boss, he's in a good mood now. But there's everybody is jealous. So one person is there and he's jealous. If you're going to say, boss, give me 2 days leave. He say, but last week you took leave. So he always will put spanner in the works. Like same like now. Now you're right in the court of Allah. And you have made salam. And Allah is happy with you. But your enemy is all the time there. Shaitan. Shaitan is just there. He wants to block us. And immediately he'll come, he'll put waswasa, he'll turn our attention. You are just about to ask Allah, and you see your attention is gone. So now the first thing, get rid of this enemy. He is going to block all my requests, and he is going to put spanners in the works, and put all difficulty in my requests, so get him out. And how to get out of the shaitan out? Allahu Akbar. Hushyar hokar, ke dil, dil mein lawe. The shaitan is not easy to get rid of him. We can't see him, and very beautifully we see our pious elders, the great Muhaddis Mullah Ali, Qari Rahmatullah Ali, and all this, what I know, nothing. From our Shaykh we learned through his barakat, in our broken way we saying. So Hazrat says, our Dada Shaykh used to say, that Mullah Ali, Qari Rahmatullah Ali, who wrote the Sharah, the commentary on Mishkat Sharif, a great Hadith Kitab, he says, Shaitan is like the dog of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you got an appointment by a big, very, very wealthy person and a very kind person. He gave you invitation. Now you go there with your wife and children, but he's got bull terriers. He's got big, big dogs there. Now if you think that you're going to, and now you don't know how to get through, and now if you think now you're brave and you want to just walk into the gate, those dogs will tear you apart. And you also frightened. So you tell, now you're shivering, but now today with the technology, the cell phone, in those days you should scream or whatever. Now when you just draw his attention, from the window he'll see, oh, my friend came. Immediately he'll just call the dogs one side. He'll say, come, get one side. Now you tell your family, come. Now you'll walk like very brave. Let's see, you're not scared. Just now, like that, shaitan, he just wants to block us. Just turn our attention to Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from this enemy of mine, this rejected. A'udhu billahi. So be alert that this is how you'll get rid of your enemy. Hushyar hokar, dil mein lawe. That bring this in your heart. That be attentive and be intelligent enough. That don't just try and attack shaitan yourself. That is all the whispers that he come. You want to now try and combat him? No, just ignore him. You turn directly to Allah Ta'ala. Turn to the master. And obviously Allah doesn't need dogs. Allah doesn't need security. But to understand how shaitan comes and interfere in us. Aur zuban se kahe, now you alert. And you know, to get him out of my way, I just have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that also Allah Ta'ala showed us. That just say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Pana mangta hu main saath Allah ke shaitan. Patkar, patkare se hasil, uska rande kiye gaye se. Allah, but as we explained, this is the old Urdu. And what eloquence on Urdu. But Sufi Iqbal sahab made it easy for us also. And more easier our Shaykh, how he explained it, we can't make enough shukr. So he's begging Allah, Allah, I seek your refuge. All the time, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. In namaz, before you start the tilawat of Quran Sharif, etc. And daily also, try and read every day 10 times, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, in the morning, in the evening again. And read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, according to some narrations, 19 times, some narrations 21 times. And like this, 19 angels over Jahannam. And you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 19 times, Allah will save you from Jahannam. So lie, and shaitan wants us to go to Jahannam. So on the one hand you beg Allah, oh Allah, just rejected, and this person that is cursed, He didn't listen to your command. He wanted to use his brains in your court, and you cursed him and you kicked him out. Now take him out of my way. So the easiest way to get Satan out of our life and out of our way, not out of our life, he'll keep on be there. When we unmindful, Satan immediately pricks us. So beg Allah, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And then now you're starting, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. How are you going to start your presentation? How are you going to ask Allah Ta'ala what I want? So shuru Allah ki naam se, jo bahut meherban aur raham wala hai. Now you have moved your enemy out of the way. Now you're asking, you start in the name of Allah. And from here Allah teaches us, whatever you need, first read Bismillah. Anything, you're wearing your shoes also, Bismillah. Anything, you get up in the morning, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Ladhi Ahyana. So Bismillah should be on our tongue all the time. And this is why we have to do the scores of Zikrullah. So I start in the name of Allah. Who is Allah? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is very, very merciful. Very, very kind, Allah, Ar-Rahim. Allah is very, very kind. Inshallah, the details we'll explain later. But here, we're just doing the brief translation. And now you start in this way, you address, put your address to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how should we know? Should we ever know how to address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Impossible we should know. That is why Allah ta'ala sent His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us every action of our life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated to us. Our constitution is the law of Allah, which is Qur'an Kareem. But Allah didn't just send Qur'an Kareem and send it on Kaaba Sharif and we all must follow Qur'an Sharif. Allah sent the man of Allah. So one is Kitabullah. To obey Allah's command, you need the law of Allah. But you won't able to obey the law of Allah without Rijalullah, without the man of Allah Ta'ala. And that man who your heart takes to, like our Dada Sheikh says, find a Sheikh who has got your temperament and your heart takes to. Otherwise you say you're sick, you're going for you need a blood transfusion. And you say that, no, now you tell the doctor, you know what, I'm a strong man, I want to become a boxer and a bodybuilder. So I want Muhammad Cassius Clay's blood. You are a good boxer. The doctor say, I'll first have to check your blood group. If it's not the same, then I'll first have to dig your grave if I give you dead blood. So see where our heart takes, and automatically your heart will take, this Sheikh, he'll guide me to Allah. And when your heart takes, now stick to that one. Normally we come few months or whatever, then we go in other mashayikh, this thing, and we forget our Sheikh. So you'll be on your road, but you won't be reaching your destination. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala now you present your, you say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Ta'ala who is most merciful, most beneficent, most kind. One is Rahman, is the general mercy of Allah. That is, Allah's mercy is to everybody, every creation, even to snakes, even those who don't believe in Allah. And this mercy encompasses everybody in this world, the good, the pious, the rich, the poor, every, and that is the mercy of Allah. And the details we'll explain in front, inshallah. Let's just do the brief translation. And Rahim is the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is for the true believers, and in this world also, and particularly in the Akhirat, Rahim, that mercy of Allah will be only for the true servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yeh shuru hua ardaas ka, aur ardaas yeh hai. Now you started your request, your presentation in front of Allah. Humbly now, you got that special address, that special moment. Allah's full attention is to you. It's not that Allah, like a boss, is busy, is paying attention to you. But I just have to see to that phone call. I have to see to that. No, Allah's full attention. But if our attention is not to Allah, then how sad it is. So now our attention is fully, and Allah's attention is to us. So keep our mind attentive. And for that, as we learn, one is the cause of the zikr, and one is to make mush, to practice on this. And that is why Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never able to learn how to even come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest sheikh. And till today, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you go to Rozai Park of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just think I'm in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll get such fuyuz, and you'll get such benefit. But that also only if you learn from our mashayikh, how to go to the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, so Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send us, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah send Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught the ummah fully. He didn't leave any stone unturned to teach us every aspect of life. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they took it fully from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were the people that saw the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they presented it to the ummah. They presented it to the tabi'in, the tabi tabi'in. And then it came down in this way. So Allah ta'ala says, that if you want this way, then follow the Siddiqeen and the Salihin, the very true servants of Allah, and the Salihin, the pious servants. Connect yourself to them, then you'll know how to obey Allah's commands. But today we think we became an alim, I am muhakkik, I am making lot of research, and now we want to be above our mashayikh. What effort they made, and how they went through the mal, through their mashayikh, etc. And now Hazrat says, we got ready-made biryani, and we want to think, no, I can make something better. And you know what you'll be? So we'll be lost. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us exactly. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one of my objectives, innama bu'istu mu'allima. Allah send me as a teacher, and what a teacher. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us what is humbleness. Not that you bow down your head in front of Allah. Stand normal. Keep your head slighted and keep your eyes focused towards the place where you're going to make sajda. And we learned that old sabak also. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also taught us. One is a person thinks in namaz, I'll close my eyes, I'll get concentration. When our mashayikh, Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullahi, taught his murids also how the reality of namaz, then practical namaz, then those murids were murids. They used to go in their tent and they used to read nafal namaz and practice what the sheikh taught and what we learned. Then one of his murids had his kailula after that, and he saw his wur of Jannat already. But his wur was blind. So he came to tell his sheikh that I saw my wur of Jannat, but she was blind. So Hazrat immediately, and this is why we need a sheikh, we need a spiritual guide, immediately he made out. He said, you must have closed your eyes when you were making namaz in sajda. Say, gee Hazrat, I close my eyes for concentration. You say concentration is there, but sunnat is above that. So follow the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we follow the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give us concentration also. There can't be a better way of getting goodness without the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, after you made salam to Allah, you got rid of your enemy, shaitan, you begged Allah to move him out of your way. Now secretly, you one and one, and you're talking to Allah. And you say, Ya Allah, I start in your name. You are the most merciful. You are the most beneficent. You allowed me in your court. And now start your request to Allah Ta'ala. And who, the whole world put together, could we know what to ask for Allah? We will ask one BMW, one property, I want to become a state president, I want all this. Allah Ta'ala directly taught us. And through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says what you should ask. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sab tarife Allah ko hai, jo sahib, sare jahan ka hai. All praises. We are only belongs to the creator, sustainer, nourisher, the Rabb. That is the one who brought the whole being, universe from non-existence into existence. And not only one universe, Rabbul Alameen. Many, all the universes which man cannot think and imagine. So all praises belongs only to that great, great being who is the owner of both the worlds, of all the worlds in fact. And the details, inshallah, as we explain, we'll explain later. But just to understand, Al is istighraq, that is Alif Lam, means all encompassing. And there are four types of praises. All these praises only belong to Allah. One is a person praises himself, which you shouldn't do. And one is out of wa'amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddis. Allah says, if Allah granted you certain favors and you're making shukr, then like you explain to your children, Allah granted me this, no problem with that. But if you didn't reach that stage that you are connected to Allah, then in the form of shukr you'll be showing off, and shaitan will mislead us with this. So this is also, after we go through our course, then you'll know. So one is a person praises himself, one is somebody else praises you. With that also, it is normally we learn in the hadith that if somebody praises you, then throw sand in his mouth. And thus Hazrat explained so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh says, there's a hadith, is a mudi al mu'min, rabal iman fi kulubi. We have to understand, and where we'll understand this? Only in the company of the mashayikh. That one is, you don't praise a person because he'll become proud and he'll be overtaken. And Allahu Akbar. Yuhibbuna ayyuhmadu bima lam yafalu. Allah says that many people like myself, Allah save us, that we want to be praised what we never even do. People must say, oh, you're very good, and we get happy with it. So for such people who's not a mu'min, a kamil, who's not a pious person connected to Allah, to praise such people, it means that they don't praise, it's like throwing, you must throw sand in that person's mouth. Don't praise him, you'll destroy him. He'll be now thinking I'm somebody very great. But a true mu'min is our rabbah, is a mudi al-mu'min. When a true mu'min, like we see, we praise our mashayikh, etc. When you praise them, rabbal iman, their iman increases in their heart. Why? Immediately they realize that, oh Allah, I am not worth of these praises. It's your kindness, how you have covered my faults, how you have given this person good eyes that is just seeing my goodness, whereas in your heart you will be realizing I'm absolutely useless. I am nothing. So no pride will be coming in your heart. And that is when a person has reached that stage. But none of us can say we reached that stage so somebody can praise me. No, this is the favor. And then the other thing is, they take it as a dua. They say, Allah, what dua this person is making? I'm not worth this at all. Make me that. And then the third is, how his iman increases? He realizes, oh Allah, it's not me. It's the efforts of my parents, how they put me on the spot. Then my ustad, my mashayikh, how they taught me. And see what people are talking about me, and I'm absolutely useless. I'm not worth anything. So while he's praising, you're making shukr to Allah. And you're begging Allah for satariyat, khafariyat. Allah, cover my faults. How you covered it, and they're seeing my good. And Allah, forgive me. What they're saying, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu used to say, oh Allah, what they're saying about me, please forgive me that I'm not like that. And make me better what they're saying about me. So this is that all praises. If somebody, one banda praises another banda, and like our Dada Sheikh says, foolish is that slave. You're the slave, but you're still putting your own price tag. That I'm so worthy. And then, so you get overtaken, but you're worth nothing. And another slave gets overtaken when another slave puts a price on you. He says, oh, you're so great. A slave puts a price on you, it's not when the owner puts a price on you. Like the third praises is when Allah praises His special servants. How Allah praises Anbiya, waskur fil kitab Ibrahim, waskur fil kitab Ismail, waskur fil kitab Idris, waskur fil kitab Musa, and how Allah praises His, and Allah praises you, what an honor that is. Answered. So that praises. And the fourth type of praises, Allah praises Himself. That is the only praises that are working. So in any case, all these four categories only belong to Allah Ta'ala. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises belongs only to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the creator of all the universes. And who is that great Allah? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Bahut Meherban, Nihayat Rahm Wala Hai, who is extremely merciful, very, very beneficent, very, very kind. And as inshallah we'll explain the details in front, here we'll go through the whole tarjuma now. Maliki Yawmiddin, Malik Insaf Ke Din Hai, Allah who is the owner of the day of justice. Allahu Akbar. In this world, one is a qazi, one is a judge. You go to a court and you get your judgment. But a judge, he also has to live under the law. That if he gives, he can pass judgment according to evidence, everything. But the one, the state president who is above him, he can still withdraw that case and he can still withdraw the charges because now he's got that authority. Allah is not just the judge. Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. And Allah is not just like the state president. Allah Ta'ala's judgment is what full justice. Here in this world, where there's justice. People that are criminals, they are coming out scot-free. People that are free are in jails, etc. So here in this world, there's no justice whatsoever. And even people that are honest and fair, it depends how you talk to them, they can be misled. And they can, so Allah Ta'ala, there's no such a thing like that. Allah is not just the judge of the day of Qiyamah, the owner where all decisions and all the things will come in the front. And Allah Ta'ala will make decisions. And إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Now when you realize this, and you praise Allah, now you beg Allah, تُجْهِ كُهَمْ بَنْدَگِي کرتے ہیں اور تُجْهِ سے مدد چاہتے ہیں. Oh Allah, we only worship you. We only are your humble slaves. In other words, I'll only become your slave. Abdiyate Kamila. That you become the true slave of Allah. And that also to learn, not on your own, to learn from how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. What a slave of Allah ta'ala he was. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who loved in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Hazrat Umar radiallahu had to admit clearly, inna kunna azalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation. We didn't know how to love our lives. Allahu Akbar. And he says, I think of the time when fa'azalla Allah bil Islam. Allah gave us honor with Islam. And what Islam? The Islam that was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave the message till the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّا كُنَّا أَذَلَّ قَوْمٌ فَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَمَحْمَا نَتْلَبُ الْإِذَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. If you look for honor and respect and dignity in any way besides the way shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll be disgraced once again. And we see Allah Ta'ala, the Ummah, we have moved away from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat Umar now says, I think of the time when Allah made me the Khalifa of the Muslims. The first person to be known, Amirul Mu'mineen, was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he ruled over 2.25 million miles. What is a huge area. He says, I think of that time and I cry when I was a small boy and I was a shepherd. My father used to send me out to look and graze the goats. And I used to come back. One or two are missing. My father used to count and he says, where is this? I say, I don't know. It was what? He gave me 2 smacks and he says, you can't look after goats. What you will do in your life? How we reach the stage? Only by coming onto the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not following the politicians or the governments or anybody. So we say, Ya Allah, we are only your slaves. Abdiyat comes in us. And we only humble ourselves in front of Allah. That's why our Dada Sheikh used to say, when you fold your hands and respect, this is only for Allah Ta'ala. You can't stand like this in front of anybody. Not in front of your Sheikh, not in front of anybody. Even before, while Iqamat is taking place, don't fold your hands before time. When you start, then you fold your hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, O Allah, what we only asking for your assistance. All the time we only need your assistance. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Chala hamku raa sire par. And our greatest need, only Allah could know what's our need. That, O Allah, put us on that straight path. Put us on that path, whether it's our deen, our dunya, everything of my life, I do it correctly. And only you can put me on that path. صراط الذين انعمت عليهم را ان کی جن پر تو نے فضل کیا. That road, and now Allah is teaching us which is that straight path. Again Allah showed that only by the men of Allah you'll able to find that straight path. Just by reading you can read kitab, and like that Allah Akbar ilah abadi rahmatul alayh, who was a judge in the time of the British. Outward in dunya he had big degrees, but when he came in the company of the men of Allah, what a great wali of Allah he became. And one of the great advisors he gave, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That if you want deen to come in your life, it won't come just by reading kitabs. You can become the biggest mufti in the world also. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, and you can have listen to all bayans also. Like Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib used to say, today we boast, I got this stick. So many bayans of my sheikh. He says, have you got one aspect of your sheikh's advice in your life? So now wazo se, nazar se, even with money, a person, rich person, he can give a million rand, but to give us, to take out one guna from his life, how difficult it is. And how will deen, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda, deen hotai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Then when you come in the company of the man of Allah, and you connect your heart, Ya Allah, that nur that is in that heart, let it penetrate my heart. And when they nazar, they focus, they see this murid, he wants Allah the love, and now they pay attention to you. And then see how you will be shocked, that how I thought I can't leave out my sport, and now I hate it, etc. So anyway, we ask Allah Ta'ala, so Allah is telling us, which is that straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The part of those people Allah has made fadl. Allah's special favor is upon them. And the details we'll explain inshallah. Allah give tawfiq. So Allah says that part. And Allah is teaching us which part. And not the part that we get outwardly, we get overtaken. Or just like Allah says, you think this person is a lani. He's very rich and he's the biggest businessman. Or he's in the United Nations or whatever. Allah immediately wants us, khairil makhdubi alayhim. Waladdallin. Na unki jinke par ghusra hua hai. Aur na behke behakne wale ko. Not that part of Allah that your anger has come upon them. And not the part of those people that have gone astray, particularly the Jews and Christians. And today we think, no, they controlling the world, they controlling nothing. Because we went away from the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have become like their slaves. We come back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and even a handful, come in fiatin qalilatin ghalabat fiatan kathiratan bizn, handful of people come on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala out of test, Allah knows His wisdom, that put you through test, and then Allah Ta'ala will show that these are the people that have to rule the world. So Allah Ta'ala guide us, and Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that now, this is how we beg Allah Ta'ala. یہ ارداس اللہ صاحب نے اپنے بندوں کی زبان سے فرمائی کہ جس وقت جی چاہے اس طرح کہا کرے. اللہ تعالیٰ himself has taught us how to beg Allah تعالیٰ. And Allah has put it on our tongues. And not only in namaz, whenever you desire. Nafal namaz as much as you can. And even Surah Fatiha is such a وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. That Surah Fatiha alone, the seven ayahs that are repeated all the time, try and read it after every namaz also. So Lord, blessings in there. And but understand, ponder over the meaning. So, and then Allah gave us Quran Sharif also. So this was just Allah Ta'ala to put it on our tongue, that how we should beg Allah Ta'ala and how we should present our needs. The more details inshallah we'll explain. Then, faida. یہ ارداس اپنے بندوں سے جس وقت چاہے اس طرح کہا کرے بعد اس کے آمین آفٹر یو سے وَلَضَّالِّينَ then say آمین and آمین according to Hanafis softly that you can just hear yourself and even according to the Shafis etc our Shaykh says آمین بالجہر just little loud it's not آمین بالأذان that you hear the whole آمین as if somebody is giving أذان so that also we have to learn the مسائل properly یہ عرض ہماری قبول کر. What Ameen means? Allah, please accept this plea of mine. Accept this dua of mine. Kabul kar, sunnat hai. To say Ameen is sunnat. Or, ye loves Quran ka nahi bil ittifaq. According to all the unanimous of the opinion of the ulama, ahl sunnah wal jamaat, Ameen is not part of, it's not a word of the Quran Sharif. But it is a word that we beg Allah, accept my dua. Or namaz mein uske saath ek surat mila dina. Now one is to read Surah Fatiha. Then Allah gave us the more opportunity to talk to Allah. That add another surah after you read Surah Fatiha. And then he's explaining what is the status of that. Parna Surah Fatiha ka aur milana ek aur surah ka wajib hai. To read Surah Fatiha. And then to read another surah, this is wajib. To make qiraat in namaz. That is to read Quran Sharif, that is farz. But to read Surah Fatiha and to read a surah, according to Hanafis, this is wajib. So if you know the masala and you must out Surah Fatiha, you just read the surah, you make sajda isawa, your namaz will be made. Or padna auzu or bismillah, sunnat hai. And to read auzu billahi minash shaitan rajim before you start Surah Fatiha and bismillahi rahmani rahim, this is sunnat. And now Hazrat is saying that, now to add another surah, or is maqam par Surah Ikhlas, yani kul huwa Allahu ahad, likhi jati hai, do wajah se. And now I'm just writing to add another surah, I'm putting Surah Ikhlas, kul huwa Allahu ahad, which is also known as Surah Tawheed, the Surah of Sincerity, the Surah of the Tawheed, the Oneness of Allah, in a short surah, how Allah explains it. He says, for two reasons I'm mentioning this surah here. Ek ye ke awamun nas namaz mein behtari usi ko padte hain. دوسرے یہ کہ توحید اور سمدیت اللہ کی اور بے چونی اور برائی اس کی اس صورتوں میں باختصار خوب ہے اس واسطے کے حکم اس کا اس طرح نازل ہوا. And why I'm adding this surah? Because generally most of the general public and even we ulama mostly we read surah ikhlas in our namaz and there's many other reasons. So anyway, one is that. And one is in the surah, in the short surah, Allah has mentioned Allah's independence, samadiyat. Allah is not in need of anybody. Allah is totally independent. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need even the malaika, doesn't need the anbiya, doesn't need anybody. Bechuni. Allah is totally independent. And why then Allah told us to perform namaz? وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah is independent, but Allah's mercy, Allah created us and brought us in His court. And the second thing is, explains the greatness of Allah and the oneness of Allah in a short surah. Allah explains it very, very fully and very wonderfully. This was ke hukam uska ye, and that is why, how Allah commanded us that we read the surah, Allah told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Qul, Huwa Allahu Ahad, Tu keh Allah ek hai, Allah Samad, Allah Pak hai, yani khana, peena, kuch nahi. That say, Allah is one. Allah is unique. Nobody can match Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. That al-muhtaju ilayhi kulli ahad, wa la yahtaju ilayhi ayy ahad. The whole creation is dependent upon Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and nobody is Allah Ta'ala in need of anybody. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah we'll carry on. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah.